Good evening. My
name is Grace from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. This is about forest and wildlife industries.
Yeah, what about it?
And we would love to hear your opinion about that. So are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
All my life.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
What is what? I didn't catch that.
The biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today.
Democrats.
According to you. Thank you. And what is the most important pressing global environmental issue?
We don't have any oil.
Okay, thank you.
We have oil, but, you know, Democrats won't allow us to get it. That's a big issue. Huge. Gas prices,
now,
everything is way too high. All right, next
you.
Question.
Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Democrats.
Okay. But in the environmental issue, anything that you want to point out in Minnesota specifically?
Not that I can think of. Minnesota's a beautiful state, but it's the people that are a problem.
Thank you. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Forest products?
No, I don't think it's forest products.
We just need you to rate them in a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Fair.
Thank you. What about medical manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing?
Yes.
Is that what? I don't know a whole lot about it.
Okay, that's fine. Refining?
Poor.
Electric utilities?
Extremely poor.
Mining?
Well, I think mining should go on, so I think being that there's not, it's poor.
Okay, thank you. And what about agriculture and farming?
Well, the farmers do a great job, but it's the, just under fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups to do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments, we're using the same scale, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Thank you. What about forest and timber industries?
It's fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
Thank you. Environmental groups?
Poor.
U.S. Forest Service?
It's fair.
Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
And how
significant? That's why we have recycling.
Oh, thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I'd say somewhat
significant. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in the same place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Actually, I think it's just a little bit more. Like if they take down one tree, they plant two.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
something like
that's
that.
Great. Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s?
Can you run that by me one more time?
Yes. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forests today than in the 1970s?
I think there's fewer than the 70s.
Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Not.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say is positive, no impact, or negative?
I'd say it's okay.
The options that we have is positive, no impact, or negative.
No impact.
Okay, thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I don't think it should be harvested any more than it is right now.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I think there should be property set aside for it.
Mm-hmm. Between yes and no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah, I think it's great. And it's also great for animal bedding.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels to generate electricity or generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, not.
Thank you. Now, have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No, not for a couple of years.
Thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No, I don't have any.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, for something of a change, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
It's a minor.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I oppose.
Okay, thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to improve young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number of diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Well, Wisconsin, they're always drunk. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I would probably support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to
list... Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
I support it.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
I support it.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues?
Well, I'm not a big supporter of that.
Okay, so that would be your post. Now, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 64.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban and farm kind of mixed in there, and small town.
Which one would you want me to record, suburban or farm or rural?
God, I lost my train of thought. I'm suburban.
Okay, thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus? Thank you. Is it less or 25 upwards?
It's a hair above 25, barely.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
It's Social Security disability.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
In which of one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar profession, trade, or business owner? White-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or retired a homemaker. Construction. Thank you.
Truck driver.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
When can I expect a check in the mail?
We wish. Unfortunately, this is just for research purposes. Yeah.
You can wish in one hand and crap in the other. Which one's going to fill up first?
Well, I don't know about that. Well, thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.